And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 28th of November, 2012. It's the birthday of Brooks Atkinson, born Melrose, Massachusetts, 1894, who reviewed plays for more than four decades for the New York Times. After he was done at the theater, he came back to the Times office, lit up his pipe, wrote the whole review by hand on a yellow legal pad, and as he finished each page, he would hand it to a copy boy to go and type it. It's the birthday of the writer and physicist Alan Lightman, Memphis, 1948. His first novel, Einstein's Dreams, made up of 30 dreams that Lightman imagined Albert Einstein might have had during the months of 1905 when he was working on his theory of special relativity. It's the birthday of the poet William Blake, London, 1757. He was little known in his own lifetime, regarded as a lunatic by most people who knew him, died in poverty at the age of 69. In 30 years, he had sold fewer than 20 copies of his Songs of Innocence and of Experience. But 3 years after he died, he was mentioned in a popular 6-volume encyclopedia of British artists. And then one of his admirers, Alexander Gilchrist, set out to write his biography. It was published in 1863. Blake had died in 1827. Life of William Blake, and it was hugely popular. And for the first time, thanks to a biography, William Blake was considered a major English poet. And it's the birthday of the novelist Rita Mae Brown, born Hanover, Pennsylvania, 1944. When she was in her late 20s, she wrote a novel, Ruby Fruit Jungle, came out in 1973, the coming-of-age story of Molly Bolt and her lesbian experiences in high school. The book was rejected by many publishers, finally printed by a small feminist publishing house, a few thousand copies. The book was not carried in big bookstores. It was sold by mail. It didn't get a single review, but it became a word-of-mouth hit, and Ruby Fruit Jungle has now sold more than 1 million copies. Here's a poem by William Blake on his birthday, a poem about an annual event in London when the orphans of the Foundling Hospital were marched en masse to St. Paul's Cathedral to sing. The poem entitled Holy Thursday. 'Twas on a holy Thursday, their innocent faces clean, the children walking two and two in red and blue and green. Gray-headed beadles walked before with wands as white as snow, till into the high dome of Paul's they like Thames waters flow. Oh, what a multitude they seemed, these flowers of London town. Seated in companies they sit, with radiance all their own. The hum of multitudes was there, but multitudes of lambs, thousands of little boys and girls raising their innocent hands. Now like a mighty wind they raise to heaven the voice of song, or like harmonious thunderings the seats of heaven among. Beneath them sit the aged men, wise guardians of the poor. Then cherish pity, lest you drive an angel from your door. Holy Thursday by William Blake. That's the Writer's Almanac, sponsored by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering articles from international writers about finances to art, food, wine, and culture. You can celebrate the weekend at subscribe.wsj.com/getweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.